Another Life Breathing. A Black Panther fanfic. Written by Tolkien Girl. Read by Black Glass. You need not mourn him, if you do not wish. Okoye has come up beside him. Her footsteps are near silent, even without the benefit of Shuri's innovations. You have done more than enough to honor what he might have been. A tragedy. T'Challa has to swallow down something hard in his throat. A tragedy, to only have what we might have been. Vengeance mistakes power for justice. Okoye looks at the ground, though her shoulders are straight and firm. T'Challa wonders if she is thinking of Wakabi, imprisoned, awaiting trial. His friend. Her love. When there is something dead behind the eyes, Okoye says, you already know to grieve. Her voice is the same depth and timbre as always. She is not one to whisper or shirk. A second later, she shifts her gaze to meet his. But it lived once. He could have lived here. He once said, to a man eaten up by grief and anger, I am done letting it consume me. And he meant it then, because his grief for his father still felt holy. Forgiveness is easy, when there is nothing really to forgive. He was a great man. Saying the words feels like letting go. But a great man is not always a good one. It is hard for a good man to be king. Okoye's lips curve upwards. We are blessed. I am blessed. The sun is setting. They shut Eric's eyes and covered them with the falling petals of the funeral tree, each one wide and silk white. The people were not gathered for the burial, only the family and the elders of the tribe. But they chanted, because their king asked them to. Rest, my king. The world is waiting for Wakanda. Okoye lifts a brow. Even if the world does not know it yet. He answers her unspoken question. Yes, and Wakanda is ready for the world. He does not know what that world is. Not wholly. Not as it is known by the people who must face the curse of exile and exploitation at every turn. The man on the snow-covered mountainside had spent himself, and would have ended it all with a bullet. Eric watched the air turn gold, and called that end good enough. And as for those who live and are free, by chance, and not always by mercy, perhaps mercy is what they have to give. End of story. Thanks for listening.